Like you took classes that were going on a field trip or something?
Oh, that's right. Sure did. Went on field trips. I drove 12,000 miles a year to school and 12,000 miles a year then, recreation or, in other words, sightseeing, you know. And it's educational to a lot of them because they never had got to see anything like that. It's all just first start. But they got so bad with that the state had to put a tax on to stop that, see. Man, they was driving their buses further than... Not going to school, they was going to school.
No, they cut it out by the time I got up everywhere.
Yeah, they cut it out. See, they, in other words, they put a 10 cent per mile on that bus. If it wasn't going if it went anywhere besides the schoolhouse, it's 10 cent per mile on it. See, mm-hmm. Cost them 10 cents a mile to run that bus like that, and that put a stop to a lot of it. And they finally just got so tired they quit it.
Mm-hmm. You said you traveled around buying buses or getting buses.
Well, I was just going to get buses that the school had bought, see. Mm-hmm. And the first one I went and got was in Fort Valley, Georgia. That's where I went and got that. Mm-hmm. Help them make them there. And the next one I went and got was at Kosciuszko, Mississippi. And the next one I went and got, that was the last one that I went and got, was at Richmond, Indiana.
Yeah, that's a long way.
Yeah, it was 1,022 miles back to my yard from where I got in the bus. It was brand new, didn't even have a tenth of a mile on it.
Uh-huh.
And I drove 1,022 miles coming back.
How'd you get up there?
Well, they chartered the bus. It was supposed to have taken us up there. And that thing blew up down yonder at Little Rock.
Huh. And there was then
we,
you going?
We caught a train. Then uh-huh. There was a bunch of us going after that. Always before, I'd just go by myself, just catch a bus and go out there and get one and bring back. But that time, they got together, see, and there was a whole bunch of them going after buses. I guess 15 or 20 of them. I don't know how many there was.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we had a bus of our own, you know, and that thing threw a rod out of it down at Little Rock. And then we caught a train from there and went on to Richmond. Went on a train. And boy, I tell you, I never had rode but one train before then, and that was when I was a little old kid, when I told you we lived over here on the Springer Place, what we call the Springer Place, out about 5 miles out from Paris, a little further.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to Arkansas. I was back there in World War I. I can recollect that. When I told you where we lived, that's where I first started to recollect. Well, got on that train, I never had rode one. And boy, that was a thrill to me, I'm telling you. And I wanted to poke my head out the window. Then they let the windows down on the train, you see.
Uh-huh.
It's like a stagecoach or something like that. You can put your head out if you wanted to. And I kept wanting to look out the window. And they told me, you better not look out there. You might get something in your eye. And sure enough, I poked my head out there. And they burnt coal in them trains then, you see. Mm-hmm. Charcoal. Well, I don't know where it's charcoal. Now, it was coal. It come out of a coal mine. That's what they fired that thing with. Well, a piece of that stuff, it burnt, blowed out of there and hit me right in the eye. See, going around a curve and it hit me in the eye and that stopped that. Boy, it like to put my eye out. Of course, it was hot and it hit me in the eye. It just like to put it out and that stopped me from wanting to put my head out the window. But I really got a thrill out of riding that train. Boy, I'm telling you, that's the first time I'd ever got to do anything like that. Now, I recollect the first car that I ever seen my daddy drive.
It was, of course,
it was one of them old cars. I don't know what kind it was. I can't recollect. But anyway, it instead of having headlights like they have now, it had lamps on it.
Mm-hmm.
You open the window and you lit the lamp and the thing. What it was a carbide. I know, of course, I didn't know then, but I do now.
Mm-hmm.
They had a big old outfit set up there, about 8 or 10 inches wide and about 12 inches long, see, like that, and had a reflector in the back of it. And then you open that up and struck a match and lit that thing and shut the window on it.